All right, folks, I'm doing a last second interview again with Juanito, and lots of stuff happening. I mean, lots of big things happening. McCarthy just got ousted. I just finished an interview with Cash Patel. But Juan, I wanted to talk to you about this because I feel like you kind of show us what's happening behind the scenes more than the other guests. But first, folks, get your noble gold. Feeling unsure about your finances these days? You should be. you're not alone, though. That's why Noble Gold Investors is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped like me. The Noble Crew, Noble Gold Crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. Not as much NyQuil, just a little bit of NyQuil. Just a tiny bit. And now this month, the Noble Gold Investors is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now and get started. All right, Juan, let's make this YouTube friendly, please. Please, please, please.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, sheesh. Dino, you are asking the moon.
I mean, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. I don't know what else to say. It's hard.
It is hard, man. I know that. You know, they don't, you know,
I get the only way we can probably do all the time
is just sit here. All we could do, Nino, if we wanted to make this YouTube friendly, we'll try. But I'm just telling you, the only thing we could do is talk about the palm leaves and the cruise ship sailing into the distance.
Is that a cruise ship?
Yeah. It's headed out.
So, let's get into this. Let's jump into this. There is a. And if it gets too heavy, we have to go to ninoscorner.tv. But I want to just do a quick spot on this. And
okay, let me just start this out. You know, listen, your audience, as much as any audience that I talk to, excuse me, all the pundits that you're going to listen to, you know, you're going to go over to Fox. Well, it's really hard to tell what's, you know, we think and we've heard. Now we've just got a word, and President Trump, you know, but we're really looking into this. You know, you'll go over to MSNBC. Well, now, you know, it seems to us that this is, you know, the Democrats are winning because, you know, they voted against McCarthy and had him out, too. They were, you know, McCarthy was really a problem for them. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats are united. The Republicans are they're going crazy. You know, you're going to hear a bunch of shit. Okay, now I want to talk to your audience, you know. Enjoy the show!
Yeah, dude, exactly.
I have a popcorn page in my books. A popcorn page.
But you know, you said it all along, Juanito. You said there, you know, if they don't like what McCarthy does, they're gonna vote him out and troll Trump to being Speaker of the House. You said that.
Who else?
You're batting pretty good. You did it again. You said this.
Was there anybody else that just led with this and said it's so that with one vote, it was the last thing that was in there. Virtually nobody wants to talk about it. Was in there when they brought him in was one Republican votes to, see if they want to keep him as a speaker. And
so was this always the plan, Juanito?
Well, again, the one thing people have to remember, there's always options, and that's a really hard thing for people to get their minds around. This is a chess game. They make a move, we make a move. They make a move, we make a move.
And but it wasn't them that made the move. I just talked to Cash, and he said all the Democrats wanted him out anyway. So mainly the Democrats voted him out with only what? Like how many Republicans? I can't remember.
But hold on. It was like 210 to 216. Here's the deal. Of course, the Democrats wanted him out because it shows the Republicans, you know, allegedly in confusion, unable to coordinate between themselves, unable to agree on anything. Oh, excuse me. How happy are those Democrats going to be now that they've heard in the last few hours? First of all, shortly after McCarthy was out, one of the representatives says out of Tennessee says, you know, I'm going to nominate Trump for speaker. Oh, my gosh. And then other people. And then Trump comes out and says, well, you know, if asked, just to get the Republicans through, you know, this hard time, I could, you know, agree to come in for a period of time just to help him get Nino. As the Democrats realize that's actually a possibility and want to vote, scream, rant, tear their hair out over even the idea, do you realize the danger that you would be facing being in proximity to any of these Democrats? If you're going to do it, carry a shield. Could be all over you if they actually thought that Trump was going to get in there as speaker. Do you realize what we're...
This do you think it's a real possibility that he really could be speaker?
Of course he could.
But it's not... Yeah, I mean, come on. It's not going to happen, right?
You got to get to make... who has the majority in the House? That's why we have a Republican speaker.
But you really... And Trump said he would do it, correct?
Yes.
What is Trump trolling? Doing? I mean, he's would he really do
them.
It?
He's trolling them. Even the conversation. You know, other candidates for office in this 2024 election, they have to spend money, real money, to get ink space, to get advertising, to get seen on TV. Trump, he doesn't have to spend any of that, man. He just has to say something like, well, yeah, if asked, I'd consider the speakership.
I just,
dude,
this is getting really
interesting.
You know
what the headline's going to be? This, you know what the headline's going to be by tomorrow morning?
What?
It's going to be something like ration cards necessary to get your popcorn. Wartime condition exists.
So there is, so you think, so now that this is like a government shakeup, man. This is like everything's in disarray.
You know, look, okay, how many days was the delay that they gave us with the extension on the budget? 45 days. 45?
Right.
Ooh,
right.
I don't even like that number. Couldn't they do 40? Couldn't they do 50? Had to do 45? Why did they put a Trump number on it? Oh, my gosh. You know, and then they're going to do
then the other day, Bo Pony,
you know, emergency.
Bo Pony showed that, that
tomorrow,
he was,
right?
Bo Pony said that Trump, you know, was holding a 45 saying, I really want to buy this, you know, yeah. I mean, you got to look into things like that. I mean, I that went right by me, but man, according to Bo, that was big.
Oh, well, I'm thinking of using 45 for the minute hand on my new watch and a rifle for the long hand. Hey, take a look at this, Nino. You'll get a kick out of this.
See what that? Am I looking at? Oh, wow. Is that a Magador coin? Is that silver?
That's pure silver. Yep, yep, yep.
Wow.
Let's see
Send
if I
me
get
one.
That in. Yeah. So that, you know, the Magador picture that Jen did, the art, that's the silver coin. In fact, you'll hear about our tokens here just the next few days.
That is pretty cool, man.
Oh, is that cool or what?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool one.
So imagine that as a watch with the watch hand with the...
that's pretty... I like that. Pretty creative there.
Oh, yeah, that's actually... That's an amazing piece of art. We got... in fact, I think Jen is getting ready to post something on there. Those should be showing up here in just a few, about a week.
So Juan,
a week
as we go into this October, you know, we've talked about this. We also expect a counterpunch at some point. Is it just going to be every day, every minute, every hour of every day is just going to get wackier and wackier, isn't it?
Well, that's what I've told you. I've told the audience, you know, that we're really looking at a situation where this just goes from bizarre to bizarre. Isn't that really who would have thought that when October began you're going to have this kind of drama out here?
But didn't Kevin McCarthy even think to himself, like he even said he was pretty arrogant about it. He's like, bring it on. I don't think he really thought
because,
he was voted
because
out.
He didn't think that they were really going to be able to pull it off. You know, who they're going to get? Who are you going to call? You're not going to be able to get Trump in there, are you?
Wow.
You know, think about the voters, the electorate. It's understood at this point in time. Like, they can say anything they want, but somebody got into office that shouldn't have because they didn't win, and somebody didn't get into office that the voters clearly voted for with the majority, all sorts of shenanigans. How are you going to fix that? You know, what's the path forward to fix that? And, you know, let's troll the shit out of them. You know, here's a path forward. You want to troll the shit out of them? Put Trump in there as speaker and then just let the clock tick. How much longer is the image of Biden? God. And then beyond the image of Biden, Harris challenges to her eligibility. You know, the Constitution's moot, gray on the VP position, but not on the presidency. So does she qualify?
Didn't this guy
ready to go to war?
Didn't the acting Speaker of the House, Patrick McHenry, order to leave her Capitol hideaway office by Wednesday? So why is this guy? This guy's making some pretty big moves, it seems like, and this is the temp.
Well, and so here's another question. How long does that temp stay there? Okay.
Right, but why is he making moves like this?
Patrick Henry, what a name. Oh, my gosh. Well, again, maybe he wants to be able to stay for a while. Maybe he wants to look like a power player, if that's the case. I think that was a pretty good move on his part, sending a shot across the former speaker's bow, that her being in that kind of proximity and trying to wield around power like that is, you know, maybe he's trying to put her a little bit in her place and show that he's not going to be the pushover that McCarthy is.
He still has an office in the House. She has an office in the building.
Yeah, well, she's you know, right, a very convenient location. Let's put it this way. Let's vacate that little room she's got, her little hideaway, sneakaway room, and let somebody in there that's actually on our team. If there's some value to proximity with that room, let's give it to somebody on our team, not hers. Come on, man. When you're in power, when you have the majority, power's only good if you use it. The Democrats are sitting there laughing at us. When the Democrats are in power in the House, they have their fasci, which is the sticks all bundled together that Rome used to show their power, you know, and the Republicans get in there and it's like a Marshmallow Man. Okay. And we just want to get along and work with you and everything else. Are you kidding me? You got to be, you know, if you're going to be squishy at some level, at least be squishy like Michael.
So okay? right now the Democrats are terrified.
Buff, man, buff.
Right now the Democrats are terrified.
Well, are they? I mean, they haven't seen how this is going to go yet. They
right,
think they
and
just
Cash Patel said it could go either way.
Well, the Democrats believe they just won because they threw the Republicans into disarray. Okay, so time will tell who's the genius here. Seriously, it's going to be a few moves. Look, that's why, honestly, Nino, I'm really, really, really serious about this. You have to enjoy the moment, and you have to get popcorn out because this has got bends and all over the place. It's going to look like a Frankenforman Ali. All of a sudden, you knew Ali was all done. He comes off the ropes. You didn't realize all those hits. He was absorbing him into the ropes. And all of a sudden, he comes out. Foreman's still lethal. But Ali comes in and surgically and with speed, he's able to deflect those blows. You know, what Foreman did, by the way, and it kind of fits this situation. Foreman's style of fighting at that time was to paw at his opponents and to pull their arms down and open up their face and whack them in the face. Ali trained for that. And every time he'd get in there and try to paw Ali's arms down, Ali would wiggle free, step back, and lay one on Foreman right on the cheek because he's wide open then. Ali trained for it. He realized what the weak spot was, and he went for the gold. And, you know, knocks down freaking Foreman, puts him on the freaking mat. Nobody freaking could believe it at the time. That's what we're facing here. You know, am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Blowing the horns.
You're absolutely.
The
no, you're 100. I can hear it, but no, you're right. I just, you did, you know, and my audience knows you did call, you did say that the likelihood of him getting voted out was pretty plausible. And I mean, here it is. It's happening. I mean, this is
And by the way, for anybody that says, well, that was all, this is the first Speaker of the House ever to be removed from office.
He didn't even think he was going to get removed. He was so arrogant just a couple days ago.
Yes.
He was laughing at them.
Yes.
You know, what's he thinking right now? He's probably beside himself. He cannot believe what just happened.
Well, he'll make it sound as good as he can. All of his allies will. But the reality is, you're witnessing kind of an Esther moment, okay, and a turning. Remember, the other thing is, while we were tied up on the budget, and then even while we were tied up on this, and we were tied up on, are we going to fund Ukraine or not, and everything else, what was happening with the investigations? What was happening with the whistleblowers? We're tied up on the budget issue. They put it off for 45 days. And we're going to take a recess. He's the one that wouldn't release the tapes after he said he would.
But I've always said he was a rhino. I've always said he was a rhino. So he was just doing the little bit to squeak by, but still staying true to who he was, which is a rhino, or who he is, which is a rhino. Correct, Juanito?
Well, and let's say this. He clearly a rhino. I mean, that's why people were so opposed to him coming in from the you know, far right, mega right, whatever. I don't think it's far right. I think it's center because it's constitutional. But anyway, they want to use their words, you know, that don't really mean what they're supposed to mean. But imagine Sikh community is cheering because McCarthy's out. For all those Democrats that think they cut a fat hog, really? We might get somebody in there that decides to cut loose with more of the information, including the stuff from the whistleblowers. Including some of the whistleblowers that want to come forward and talk about the fact that they were under contract, but they had no idea that what they were ending up doing was, So it'll be interesting to see how this continues to play out. You know.
So let me
you know, for your audience, they have to take a deep breath. Understand. Get up early and go to Safeway and get the last of the popcorn before everybody else gets it.
So Troy Nellis, is it Nellis, just nominated Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. A small group of rebellious.
Out of Tennessee. Yeah.
What's that?
He's out of Tennessee.
So here's some other names that are out there floating around. Tom Emmer, Steve Scalise, right? Is that how you say it? Scalise? Steve Scalise, Tom Emmer, Jim Jordan, Byron Donalds, Patrick McHenry. Is that the guy that's temp right now?
Yeah.
Donald Trump. What a name,
man. Patrick Henry, man.
And then Hakeem Jeffries, Kevin McCarthy. But that's not going to
happen. Well, I mean, think about this. Newt Gingrich came out several hours ago and said that the Republicans should elect Hakeem, the Democrat, into Speaker of the House. Now think about that, because it'd be more effective, because everybody'd be unified. Okay, he was saying it somewhat tongue in cheek. But you know, again, part of the issue is, okay, so the portrayal is that the Republicans are in disunity, and that we're in trouble. We won't be able to pull it together. It took 15 votes to get McCarthy into the speakership. Whoever you want to elect, how many votes is it going to take this time? There was a time in the late 1800s, it took over 100 votes to finally pick a speaker of the House. We could very easily have an amazing drama, an amazing show, trying to figure out how to get a new speaker seated. And in the meantime, maybe the pro tem gets to stay there. Maybe we don't even want the pro tem there. You can stop all business. Does it dominate all the attention? And for the Democrats, they don't want to proceed with business, because all the business that the Republicans would do goes after. All right.
I know, Juan. I got to do that. It sucks.
Well, anyway, everybody should just take a deep breath. I think this is an amazing moment. I think it's it'll have the whole country kind of paying attention to issues that maybe get all eyes in Washington and all their eyes turn to lasers, and we start melting all of the stuff there that's not supposed to be there.
You see that
people realize Steve, what's going on.
Steve Bannon has said that, you know, what did he say here? He said to give us 100 days to fix the country, with which I'll play it here for you if you want.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
On interest. That's a national security problem, and I got a solution. Tell me if anybody's got a better solution for right now, for this afternoon. Give it day. How about this? 100 days of Donald Trump. Let's get him in the room. You don't think that the Senate, oh, you can't do that. You get Trump. What are you talking about? You want to put it in their ear. You want to get up in their grill. Give me Trump for 100 days. You give me Trump for 100 days, and you'll start the process of sorting out this mess. And the fact that they hate it so much is the better reason we ought to do it.
Gates. Donald Trump. Trump.
Wow. Well, what do you think? What do you think, Juanito?
Well, I mean, he's right. You know, that's why, talk about trolling. You think the Democrats are going to stand for that? You think the Republicans are united enough to force that? You know, one of the things I guess you got to kind of dial into this whole equation too is at the end of the 100 days, what would the condition of the country look like? How would he manage various committees, Judicial Committee, the Judicial Oversight Committee, these committees looking at the weaponization of government? How would the function with these oversight committees into the three-letter agencies, how would they progress in looking at all that stuff? You think the Democrats could allow that? Oh, my God, they'll go crazy. Literally, their heads will explode.
But if we got... If Trump got in as speaker, wouldn't that kind of like upset the entire plan that we're trying to?
No, Nino, it would upset the entire planet.
No, I know. But I mean, like with what we're trying to do here with the operation, would it speed up the operation? Or, I mean, how would that affect the military getting involved and all that? I mean, would that, if Trump just said, okay, I'm going to be speaker, I mean, how would that affect what's the original plan here?
It wouldn't actually stop the plan. You know, the stuff that's there, you're not going to stop it because the gut punch is coming. Let's put
wait,
it
wait,
this
wait.
Way.
I thought you said we already had the gut punch.
Oh, no.
Are you talking about the counter?
Yeah.
You just said gut punch. We already had the gut punch, didn't we?
Counter punch to their gut.
I just want
to
clarify.
Okay. You hit them in their guts, their cheeks are going to explode, man. The smoke's going to come out of their ears. And that's not, let me tell you this, the counterpunch, it's not Trump being in the speakership.
Right.
It's even worse.
I know. We can't say it on here, though. We cannot say it on YouTube.
I know it.
We can say what the counterpunch is on ninoscorner.tv.
Yeah.
Juan, you want to go to ninoscorner.tv and finish it up there?
Sure.
Let's do that. Let's talk about the counterpunch, because are we allowed to say who it is?
We'll talk about it there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Correct. All right, folks.
All right.
I gave you a lot on YouTube. Don't be mad at me. I gave you a lot on YouTube, but we're going to go to the meat right now on ninoscorner.tv.
All right. And then, by the way, you know, go take a look at this over there on Jennifer's site. This doesn't show very good, but that's pretty cool. So
got JenniferMack.com, right?
Yeah, the JenniferMack.com. All right, bro. I'll see you over there.
All right.